You're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. In this podcast, we will attempt to define the turf and powers of the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence. The Can in India verdict of the Supreme Court sets the jurisdiction limits of the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, the DRI, over issuing show cause notices. The DRI was constituted as the apex intelligence agency under the Ministry of Finance with the objective of collecting information on smuggling activities along with arranging training for officers of customs and central excise. Over time, the DRI has started performing routine tasks of customs officers, that is, interpreting provisions of Customs Act 1962 and other allied laws. So, the DRI's jurisdiction to issue a show cause notice was challenged in many cases. In Canon India Private Limited versus the Commissioner of Customs, the Honorable Supreme Court on the March of 9th, 2021, held that the DRI or any other investigation agency had no authority in law to issue a show cause notice under Section 28(4) of the Customs Act for recovery of duties. The court held that Section 28(4) of the Act uses the expression the proper officer to state which officer is competent to issue a notice for recovery of duty. Section 28 confers the power of review on the same officer or his successor who has been assigned the function of assessment and carried out original assessment. Hence, the DRI officers are without jurisdiction to exercise powers under Section 28(4). So what lies ahead? Considering how the DRI and other agencies are investigating multinational companies on various issues relating to interpretation of the law, which are generally dealt with by the jurisdictional customs officer at the time of assessment of goods, this decision can provide respite to stakeholders. Issuance of show cause notices pursuant to investigations. Many investigations may be pending with the DRI, or new investigations may be initiated where show cause notices will be issued. In light of the court's decision, any show cause notice issued by the DRI will be considered bad in law. CBIC issued instruction number 4 of 2021, dated March 17th, 2021, clarifying that show cause notices under Section 28 in all the cases being investigated by the DRI are required to be issued by the jurisdictional commissionerate from where imports have taken place. Show cause notices issued by the DRI where orders have been passed. Stakeholders can challenge DRI orders at the appellate level, relying on the decision of Canon India. Such a challenge on the issue of jurisdiction can be made at any stage of litigation, and the decision in Canon India will be a binding precedent. General counsels whose organizations face such issues must conduct an internal assessment of such proceedings and seek corrective action immediately. Any relief on this issue is likely to have a positive impact on the working capital of impacted organizations. A favorable outcome is likely to reduce contingent liabilities and open doors for seeking refund of duty deposits made. Show cause notices pending adjudication where no hearings have taken place. In such a situation, taking cue from instruction number 4, all show cause notices issued by the DRI may be kept pending adjudication by the board till further clarity is received from the CBIC. Show cause notices pending adjudication, where hearings have taken place but no order has been passed. In these cases, the stakeholders can challenge the show cause notices, and such matters may also be kept pending in light of instruction number 4. The position under GST, Central Excise and Service Tax laws. Under the Central Excise and Service Tax regimes, provisions regarding adjudication and recovery do not use the phrase proper officer. Hence, one has to bide time with respect to validity of these show cause notices issued by investigating agencies under these taxation regimes. Under the GST law regime, the power of issuance of show cause notices has been conferred upon a proper officer. The definition of proper officer under the GST regime is identical to the definition under the Customs Act. Since the decision in Canon India does not pertain to GST, stakeholders can explore how the validity of show cause notices issued by investigating agencies other than GST officers is handled by courts. So, is there a beacon of hope? Because Canon India is a decision of the full bench of the Supreme Court, the likelihood of success in pending litigations improve exponentially. Riding the wave, stakeholders can wipe off long pending litigations from their records. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes if you'd like to hear more about them. Do check out our website www.lakshmishree.com, which has been linked in the episode description below, to keep you abreast with the relevant legal updates. We hope that you'll join us next week.